Habeas corpus ad subjiciendum sounds like one of Hermione's spells. But this Latin phrase, usually shortened to habeas corpus and sometimes known as the Great Writ, names an important legal principle that protects individual freedom. Habeas corpus literally means you may have the body. Ad subjiciendum means for the purpose of subjecting him or her. The implication is for the purpose of subjecting him or her to examination before a court. Where this principle is upheld, no one, not even the president, monarch, or anyone else in power, can detain someone illegally. Once a writ has been filed, they need to bring the detainee in question, their body, before a court and allow that court to determine whether or not this person can legally be held. If there is no legal case for imprisonment, the prisoner has to be released. The practice goes back as far as the Anglo-Saxon period, but it only formally entered English law in an Act of Parliament in 1679. Habeas corpus ensures that no one is held without charge. That's the idea, anyway, though some countries, such as Britain, which introduced internment for suspected Irish Republican terrorists in 1971, and the USA, in relation to suspected terrorists held in Guantanamo Bay prison camp, have found ways of circumventing this on grounds of national security.